1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes, welcome to the debrief. It's Dave O'Neill here, driving to Lawn with Dave Hughes. Say hello, Hughesy.
Hello. It's an annual event.
Yeah, it is actually.
At this point, it's our third year, isn't it?
Must be a third year in a row at least. I don't, yeah, no, I reckon.
Will the treasurer Josh Friedenberg or Friedenberg be there again?
He was there 2 years in a row, wasn't he?
Yeah. Or is he out fighting fires?
Should be fighting fires. Make sure you point that out to him.
Well, you probably will. You're on the stage before I am.
I was planning to say.
If you don't, I will.
Yeah. You're not in Hawaii, so that's good. Mentioned ScoMo.
Yeah.
Get stuck into him. But we're lucky because there's no bushfires around here, so.
Absolutely. There has been in
the past.
Previous years. I remember.
Ash Wednesday, Lawn was really badly hit.
1983.
That's when I
grew up in Warrnambool. I was a school kid.
Yeah, and there were fires in Warrnambool.
Yeah, we had kids come home from school that day because their houses had burnt down. Got out of school early.
We went down in Scouts to help the rebuilding of Warrnambool.
Oh, really?
And we were just like slave labour for these farmers. And we could see no signs of bushfires on their properties. And I always remember that at lunchtime, the fat farmer's wife brought him out a hot meal and gave us sandwiches. Him and his son got a full roast. We got Vegemite sandwiches.
Vegemite?
Yeah. And then on the Sunday, that was on the Saturday, the head scout leader gets up and goes, now, we're going to go out and help the same people we helped yesterday, but has anyone got any religious convictions here? Does anyone need to go to church? And we all put up our hands.
We went to a Catholic church.
Uniting. Yeah. We weren't uniting church at all. We were Church of England. There were some Catholics amongst us too. But because they said Catholics at 7 a.m, we're like, nah. Church of England, 9 a.m, nah. Uniting Church, 10 a.m, we'll put our hands up. Yep.
I'm reading a book on the history of Christianity, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm up to the 1800s.
Have you read where they split?
The Reformation. Yeah, Martin Luther.
And that's where the Church of England splits from the Catholics, don't they?
No, it wasn't just the Church of England, it was the Protestants. They were protesting. That's why they're the Protestants.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, and they were protesting the Pope, basically. They were anti the Pope.
Well, what was wrong with the Pope?
They were anti all the Pope and bishops and all the, you know, palaver that went along with the church.
All the ceremony.
Yeah, but also all the hierarchy, you know.
So, the Catholics were more conservative?
Well, there also was a hierarchy, you know.
Yeah, right. They didn't
bishops
like that.
And they wanted everyone to be more equal.
When we went to the Uniting Church, none of us had ever been to the Uniting Church. They were so more progressive than what we were used to, because we were Church of England and Catholics. And if you go to both ceremonies, they're both a little bit similar. They like Church of England used to burn the stuff occasionally. And,
yeah, right.
But Uniting Church was more the guy who went, all right, guys, any kids here? Come sit down the front. We've got some colouring books. And then he got out a guitar and sang a song and...
Yeah, I mean, they write too many of their own songs, I think it's not... They really should... I mean, there's something about the classics. They're hard to beat. I was a Catholic, so we had all the classics. There was no...
That's not trendy.
No originals on the... You know, the priest didn't get to write his own songs.
Well, my dad and mum still go to Church of England, and Dad says sometimes they don't even have an organ player these days. He goes, it's so boring.
No, I mean, it's...
You could get a CD player. So you can get CDs of church songs.
Man, it's a different world. It's an absolutely different world.
What age did you stop going to church?
I reckon when my grandmother died, so I was about 15.
Yeah.
I did a reading at her, maybe a bit younger, 13. I did a reading at her funeral. I was a very good scripture reader.
Oh, really?
I won an Estedford at scripture reading.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't really know they existed.
I came into my own reading the scripture. My grandmother, who thought I was going to be a priest.
Well, you wouldn't be a bad priest in terms of the public speaking
element. I had that knack straight away. I could control the room. And
yeah, straight into it.
I was, I was a good scripture dude.
Well, did you get confirmed? Did you
I went to Catholic primary school and secondary school.
And do you confirm that they're about the age of 14 or 15?
No, it's earlier than that, I think. You confirmed at about 11, I think.
In Church of England...
In Catholics.
Yeah, you're Catholic. But in Church of England, where I was, my two brothers went along. You had to go to lessons with the vicar, like...
Right, yeah.
And they were so badly behaved that he said to my mum, don't worry about the other two boys.
Yeah, right.
They're going to hell. Oh, they would have been. Mark would have been naughty, and Trev, my other brother, would have just been asking difficult questions.
Yeah, so you never...
We never confirmed.
No, but it all drifted apart. We drifted away from it, basically.
Yeah. Once we were teenagers, same thing happened to us.
But, you know, it was full on back in the 70s. It was...
you had to get dressed up on a Sunday.
Religion was big.
So you tell your kids that? Have you told your kids that, what you used to do?
Not really. I don't really talk much about church.
Did Holly would have gone to church, though, because
they were, like, uniting church. They were very... Her parents still go to church. I went to church recently with her parents.
Are they uniting, or are they some other form of Christian?
Holly's father wrote a play which was performed at his church.
Fantastic.
And it was a...
He's a geologist.
Zai came along to be in the audience. And so we had and that was performed at the end of the church ceremony.
And
so
how was it?
It was pretty good, yeah. There was a lot of... I can't remember what it was about, but there was life lessons in there and...
Weren't Holly's parents sort of activists, and they...
Yeah, they met on a church camp.
Oh, I love it. And didn't they used to do a thing where they'd go into a public place and start a fight? That would attract people?
Yeah, Holly's father and I think maybe Holly's mother's brothers did it, I think. But yeah, they would go on a bus or something, or a train, and pretend they're having a fight and then turn it into a lesson from the scriptures. Yeah, they were committed.
I fucking love it.
I'm not sure where they're at now, to be honest.
I love it. That's not unlike the guy who used to... And he's won some of the big comedy awards now, where he would go to the front of the town hall on a bike and pretend to fall off and injure himself, and people would run up to help him, and then he'd fly them as he...
Who did that?
Doc Brown? Is that his name?
I don't know. But,
He won the Perrier one year. He won the Barry or whatever it's called.
You sure? I mean, luck to him, he did.
Yeah, he was like sort of a clown kind of comic.
Know. Well, I mean, any way to get attention.
I think that was his name. Anyway, we're off the lawn.
We are. It's a lovely night.
It's a good night. How are the school holidays been treating you?
Okay. So I'm trying to went for a bike ride with my son today. He's 10. He ran into the back of a woman.
Oh, that's always dangerous.
Really ran into her calf muscle, and she wasn't happy. I told him to apologise a couple of times, and she said that's okay. I'm a terrible bike rider as well. So she really negged him.
Oh, really?
But then she realised what she'd said and said, "You're probably better than me."
Oh, that's good.
So I think it would definitely be better than her. I don't know the last time she'd been on a bike. But.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing. When you go out with kids, I've got teenagers. I'm constantly telling them to get out of the way of people. Guys, get out of the way. Get out. Step aside.
You know, it's, my son is he's absent. He's like a nutty professor. So
yeah.
He once, you know, he went out of school one day. He left the classroom with one shoe on. didn't even notice. So. The teacher had to say, mate, you've only got one shoe on.
So. He didn't notice.
Well, he probably noticed and couldn't be bothered.
Oh, okay.
But maybe he didn't notice, I don't know.
A lot of the time you did a gig with the mic off and you didn't notice the mic was off. Remember that?
That was at your venue, wasn't it?
That
was
at the Grandview, yeah.
But you didn't tell me.
No, I wasn't there. Brad Oates was hosting. I was away somewhere.
Yeah, right. Well, it's not... I mean, it's a good room, but it's not the biggest room in the
world. You can do it without the mic.
But that was weird.
Oh, boy. And what did you do on New Year's Eve?
I went to the early fireworks, 9:30 fireworks. Went to see Jumanji 2 before that.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah, look, Jumanji 1, not the original Jumanji, which I believe you just saw.
I like Jumanji. It's funny. It was Robin Williams.
Right.
It's pretty out there.
I'm sure the family have probably already watched that. So Jumanji 2 was pretty good. My wife was laughing quite a bit, so good on her. And they went to the early fireworks. 2 years ago, we'd seen the Jumanji, the first Jumanji of the reboot.
Because
right.
So. You got married on New Year's Eve.
We did get married on New Year's Eve, 13 years ago. So.
And I was reminiscing about how I was late to that.
You were, that's right.
Well, because Kieran was breastfeeding one of the kids, and that was mentioned in the Herald Sun.
Yes. Did you turn up mid-ceremony?
Yes. Well, yeah, we were at home, like, we've got to go, but the baby wouldn't come off the boob, basically. We've got to go. Anyway, so then, but unfortunately, the only way to get to your wedding was to walk up behind you.
Yeah, right, so your mate created his scene.
Yeah, yeah, and you turned around and said, just go in, will ya? Because we were standing behind you during the ceremony. Because it was in the garden.
It was. I was...
He was like, just get in there.
Well, I was stressed because it was outdoors. And it looked like it was going to rain,
yeah.
So I actually rang.
Because I'm saying to Kieran, don't worry,
they're always late.
Holly be running late. She wasn't.
No, she wasn't because I rang her and said, look, it's going to rain. Don't worry about being late. Can you just get here now? So that's why she wasn't late.
Right.
Because I didn't want to, because if we had a rain, we would have been rained out. So
yeah.
That's why it wasn't late, and that's what got you in trouble.
It was a good wedding, actually.
Look, it was
good fun.
I had my wife's 40th birthday party actually the other night. So I did a speech and it was, you know.
Where was that at?
It's at the Esplanade Hotel in St Kilda. So it was a massive line at the front of the most popular hotel in Melbourne, I'd say, at the moment.
Really?
But all my crowd got to walk past the massive line of.
Did you have it in the Gershon Room?
Not the Gershon Room, no, it's a balcony bar. So you get to look out in the balcony at all these, you know, 20-year-old girls lined up.
And you're in there.
We're already in there, so we're better than you people.
So you made a speech.
I made a speech, yeah. So and I hit all the right notes, I believe.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I was under pressure to make a speech.
Oh, fuck, it'd be terrible.
When I showed my wife the venue, I said, what do you, you know, look good venue? She said, I don't think it'll be too much noise for the speeches. And I said,
what
speeches? I said, it's not a wedding. She was like, got emotional. I'm like, oh, God, all right.
So who else made a speech?
Well,
dad or mum?
Well, yes, that was a last minute thing. It was just going to be me, but we hadn't really thought about it. And then I thought, her mother said, do you want a father to speak? And I said, oh, if he wants to. So then he was, during his speech, he was going, oh, this has been put upon me on the last minute. I'm like, well, I didn't, you know, it's her mother. Anyway, he spoke, her sister spoke, and then I spoke. So.
Yeah, right.
But I think we did hit all the right notes, as I said, and, you know, people were complimenting the speech and the night, and, you know, I did good.
Did you slip any stand-up in, or...?
A couple of bits, because I mentioned my wife and my stand-up.
Oh, yeah, I tell the kids your... I was telling the kids your routine about, which I haven't heard you do, was when you first started going out with her, and you would drop her at night at her flats and then drive off and
yes.
not see her again inside, and she rings you up and goes... You're not a gentleman. I can't remember what you actually said. And why didn't you see me? I could have been murdered and bashed. And you said, oh, I wouldn't want to have seen that.
I wouldn't
that.
Want to see that.
That's a good bit.
It's a good joke.
It's a good joke.
Might do it again tonight.
Yeah, my kids liked it.
No, it's
very
good. That's
funny.
It's a quality joke.
Mate, it's quality.
It's a good joke. I've got to remember those funny jokes.
Yeah, you got to remember them. You got to remember them. Yeah.
So I chucked a little bit of stand-up in there, but I thought, I could have done an hour just on the jokes I've done about her over
about
the
Holly, yeah.
But, you know. I resisted the urge.
No, you got to make it. You got to keep it.
I've got to keep it
real
going.
And from the heart.
Yeah, from the heart.
So and it will be funny anyway because you're a funny person.
Well, exactly. So it was that's enough. I did remember though. I remembered just I hadn't really thought enough about it, but I remembered I hadn't mentioned my family and how much they loved my wife. And
yeah.
Now I remembered that my dad, before he died, got a new dog and wanted to name the dog Holly.
That's right.
And we had to say to Dad, no, that's...
That's a bit disrespectful.
Well, it's weird to name your new dog Holly because Dave's girlfriend's name's Holly, and that's weird.
Did you say what your dad said when he got up at your wedding, what he said into the microphone?
What did he say?
He said, fuck, he's done well, hasn't he?
My dad was a funny man.
He's done well. God favours the fools. That's what he said. His speech was good. Well, I did a wedding on New Year's Eve that just... gone past.
Yeah.
I didn't know them. For Dan and Heather. But they were like my age. Because I wouldn't do it. I don't think I'd do a young person's wedding. Have you done a gig at a wedding? You must get asked all the time.
I was meant to turn up to a wedding and forgot about it.
Oh, that's
and then
no good.
So I ended up going to the...
Oh, that's
right. Ended up in the lounge room of the newlywed couple and did a gig in their lounge room.
Gee, what was that like?
Yeah, it was fine. They were very friendly and all their friends were... They were up for a laugh, so...
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, no, I haven't done... I think I've done one wedding. I did a wedding in Sydney. I flew to Sydney to do a wedding once.
Yeah, I mean, that can be weird because often you're a surprise. The woman goes, you're going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
I'm just like, but some of these people don't know who I am. I'm just some fat guy. I said, right. Just some guy, like, making a speech.
Yeah, well, it's probably a bit easier for me because I'm being, you know, probably a bit more recognition.
Yeah, you would get more recognition than me.
Really? I mean, you get recognised.
Well, I had some fans there, which was good. But and you try to make it about them, but then you, like...
That's weird, yeah.
I mean, you run out of things to say.
The one in Sydney, maybe they were being remarried or... Anyway, they had, like, their kids with them, so...
Yeah.
So you got to be a little bit careful about what you can talk about because the kids are sitting there.
Yeah, there were kids at this one. The only thing about this one was that I said... So Dan worked at Telstra and Heather worked at the local council.
Yeah.
And so the only joke I could come up with, which I did come up with on the spot, I said, so you got something in common? You both do fuck all.
Yeah, that's a big
classic
laugh.
Big laugh right there.
Big laugh.
But it got a bit of a ooh as well.
So I mean, you throwing an F-bomb in. Is that your first F-bomb or have you already thrown
it? Yeah, it could have been, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Throwing F-bombs in at weddings.
Oh, they said
did you do a funeral? Why did I do it?
I've never done a funeral.
No. I mean, wakes are meant to be funny, so.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, if the money's right.
Yeah, if the money's right.
Tricky, but...
Yeah. Well,
I'd do a funeral.
Well, I met an ex-Gold FM DJ, and he gets paid to do... When people don't want to do their own speeches about their, you know, people that have died, he does them.
That's interesting.
And does a whole... And then puts together a whole slideshow of them. He goes, oh, it's great money. I put my kids through private school doing this. Yeah.
Where is it?
It's, Oh, Sean... Not Sean Cosgrove. Someone like that. I know there was a... Or someone like that. Yeah, and he does, you know... He goes, you should get into it. It's really good.
Well, it's a tricky one, though, isn't it?
I don't think it's a... But I was talking to Johnny Van Gogh, who you know from Triple R days.
Yeah, no, Johnny Van Gogh was the celebrant at my niece's wedding.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, because he's the celebrant. And I've done gigs and... I've been to a wedding where he's been the celebrant. He's very good, but he said the other day he's doing funerals now. He goes, I've buried people that I've married. So there you go. He goes, I do him quite a bit.
Jesus,
I know.
How long has he been doing weddings? He's been burying people he's married.
He's been doing weddings for at least 20 years, at least, probably 25, I'd say. John.
Yeah, but if he's burying them,
yeah, I know.
You know, they've died. They haven't died of old age.
No, they've died young. They've died young.
Jesus,
I know. Anyway, we're off the lawn. We'll keep listening because we'll come back on after the gig.
Absolutely.
We're expecting big things.
Should be great.
It's going to be awesome. Keep listening to The Debrief. Yes, you're back on The Debrief. We've done our gig at the Lawn Hotel. Triumphant. Hughesy, you did very well. It was good.
Are you going to make me do the podcast before I get to eat my fries?
Yeah, yeah. So I think we went to Macca's last time we went to...
But you've ordered, like, cold... You've ordered...
Twisties. I've got twisties.
So there's no skin off your nose.
Yeah, true.
Whether we do the podcast before you eat your twisties. I've got an apple pie waiting for me.
Oh, do you want to...
A vegan apple pie.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Sorry, I just had to shut my door.
What was going on with the door?
Oh, it was open. It wasn't shut properly.
Jesus.
You're a vegan now.
Been a vegan for 10 weeks. I've never felt better.
So, no dairy?
No dairy. I'm trying to convince Will Anderson to become a vegan.
Yeah, well, he's veggie though, isn't he?
He's veggie, but his family owns a dairy
farm.
He reckons they'll excommunicate him.
But he doesn't see them that often. He could just do it and not tell them, couldn't he?
Well, like, I mean, he could. He has... Arthritis. I mean, I think it'd be good for his arthritis.
Yeah. Yeah. Well...
I'm a case study. I'm only 10 weeks in, so maybe it's mind over matter, but...
Why did you become a vegan?
I watched this Game Changers documentary on Netflix.
I've heard. I can't let my partner watch it because I reckon if she'd watch it.
No, it's not like it's not about animal cruelty. Although, I mean, obviously, that's not what it's.
You get your vegan fries.
I'm being vegan fries.
So what they obviously don't use animal fat, Mac. They use seed oil
in the fries.
So they use canola oil, do they? Or which, as a health expert, you should know is no good for you. Seed oil, because they call it vegetable oil, but it's not actually it's not vegetables. It's seed. That's well, a one bit of health
fries.
Advice I give
I'm
you.
I'm not saying I shouldn't eat fries. I mean, obviously fries.
Yeah, but fries are good though.
I haven't given up fries.
But you've given up your Friday night fish and chips.
I have.
And were you? You're a fan of fish.
I just eat fish with every meal, basically.
Bought up by the beach.
No, it's a big change. I was a fish eater for many years without eating like.
Yeah, you didn't eat meat. Red
I didn't
meat.
Eat beef or chicken.
Yeah.
But now I've given up fish. But it's the dairy more than anything. It's like. Dairy's in almost everything.
Yeah.
In food.
Yeah.
I mean, I can never have another vanilla slice.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
No more milkshakes.
Custard. Can't have custard.
What about coffee?
Well, you know, I've discovered it. Well.
Do you drink coffee still?
I do, yeah, but almond milk is fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Almond or oat milk is good. But apparently, dairy farmers get annoyed when you call it milk.
Well, it's like a waste product,
isn't
it? Yeah, no, it's not milk. But that's just a very clever marketing ploy by the almond.
Well, it's the almond.
I did a gig for the almond farmers and they're laughing all the way to the bank. They love it. Don't worry about that. They're loving it.
Well, I'm keeping them in a business myself.
Yeah, and so, but obviously you haven't converted your wife or kids.
No, I haven't. Today I took my son to KFC.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. That's funny.
Well, it actually happened recently where I did go to a vegan restaurant and there's a KFC next door and he got popcorn chicken and ate it in the vegan restaurant, in the outdoor area. Though.
Yeah, they wouldn't be happy though if they know you got...
Oh, they didn't care, I don't think.
Some of the death merchant, you know, like...
No, I don't think. Is it?
Well, being a kid, you can kind of get away with it.
Anyway, today he ate KFC and I had Subway. They have a...
No, Subway have vegan stuff.
Well, I mean, it's mostly salad Subway.
Yeah, true.
There was a falafel.
Yeah, falafels are good. When we had lunch at the pub the other day with other comics, you had a falafel.
No, I do. I've always enjoyed falafel.
Yeah.
Vegan. I mean, there's things I can eat. I'm eating a lot more fruit.
That's good. That's good. Are you going to the toilet more often?
Yes, absolutely.
That is
annoying.
That's...
I'm very regular.
Yeah, well, that's good. Maybe I should become a vegan. And did you like the photo I sent you on Christmas Day? I tweeted you a...
You did.
Me and my kids had a good laugh. We tweeted a photo of the turkey and the pork I'd cooked. Then I said happy...
A fair bit of traction, didn't it?
Yeah, happy first vegan Christmas, Yuzi. And then I tweeted a photo of some beans. I said, don't worry, we've catered for you. And as you said, put some salt on them.
Put some salt on the beans. Twitter's a... Twitter isn't what it used to be, as we all know, and that got a fair bit of traction.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then it inspired me to tweet my...
you had your vegan lunch.
My vegan lunch, which didn't look that appetizing.
No.
It was...
Who cooked your Christmas lunch?
Now, when my wife was... She went and got a nut roast.
That's right, the nut roast.
Her friend had told her about a good nut roast.
Nazeen Hussein tweeted that he thought you were having a nut roast.
I was having a nut roast. And
what did Kate Langbrook tweet? Someone loves you, Husey.
Yeah,
I was going to you a nut roast.
Anyway, it was potatoes. But I mean, the Christmas lunch, there was a lot of pressure on. As a vegan, you just need people to know that I'm not going to get angry if you haven't got any food for me.
Yeah.
Unless it's a business, and that does annoy me. I went to the... We went and saw the opening night of Chicago, you know, the musical, with Casey Donovan and... Jason Donovan.
Was it good?
It was good. Jason, probably his singing was not the high point.
No, right, okay.
But I enjoyed Jason,
He's a nice guy. I don't know him, but he seemed like a nice person.
Casey Donovan is singing very well.
She's very good.
Anyway, Natalie de Bassingthwaite and the other woman who I should know her name were very good as well. But they had no vegan food at the art centre.
That's...
Do you like... Yeah, come on, look at the art centre.
Yeah.
Surely...
What, so was that like snacks or after?
Nothing. I said, didn't I? There was like a cafe, and I said, you got anything vegan? And the guy had to ask. And he said, no, we've got nothing vegan. All they had was a vegan ice cream. And I said, no, I want something proper.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went somewhere else, couldn't find it, I went back and had the vegan ice cream.
Fuck. When I went to Morrissey, right, famous vegan, early adopter of...
Yeah, right.
You know, he put a song out, The Smiths, Meat is Murder, in the mid-80s. He is a very strict vegan, and he would only do the Opera House if it was all vegan. So all the canteen and everything had to turn vegan for those two nights he played.
Yeah, right.
No, and I had a vegan...
Certainly not that strict.
Me and my friend Toolman, we had dinner there, I think, and it was fine. Vegan fare.
Oh, when you went and saw Morrissey?
Yeah, when you saw Morrissey at the Opera House... Everything had to be vegan or he wouldn't perform there. Apparently.
Yeah,
so.
No, I'm not like that. I mean, my son's eating KFC.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He preaches, though. He stops his show and shows photos of chickens having eggs, close up of the egg coming out of its backside, and then says, then lectures you about it while you're just waiting him to fucking play the Smith songs, you know, like.
Well, all I'll say is that I'm not getting... my body isn't sore.
Yeah.
I, as a 49-year-old or 48-year-old man, I would walk down the stairs in the morning, basically sideways, because I was too sore.
Yeah, right.
And in 10 weeks, I'm exercising every day and I'm running a lot.
Jeez.
Which would always make me sore. Not sore at all. I'm walking down the stairs frontways.
What do you miss out of anything, though? What do you miss? I don't want to hear the positives. I don't want to hear the negatives.
Right. Fish and chips.
Fish and chips, yeah.
But you know what? There's some sort
you can have the chips.
I have the chips.
Potato cakes.
And you know, well, yeah, I can eat potato cakes. I think I'm NG.
Well, they wouldn't have anything in them.
I don't think so. And there's a lot of fish replacements. I don't know what is in
probably a crab sticks.
But really, I mean, I love the batter, let's be honest.
Yeah, the batter's good. But you get the batter on a potato cake.
It's fine.
A bit of flake, though, is very good.
Yeah, I miss it. I'm not saying I don't miss it. I do miss it. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I was 40th the other night.
Any vegan fare there?
I catered for, you know, whatever. And it was at the SB Hotel in St Kilda, and the food was delicious, apparently, but it was very rare. Hardly any of it was vegan. And I'm like...
Yeah.
And at one point they brought me over a bowl of beetroot. I'm like... That's what I've got, is it?
That's what it comes down to.
So I've got a bowl of beetroot.
But how's the pressure at home for your wife? Does she do most of the cooking?
Well, she does, yes.
So she's going to cook vegan for you?
Yeah, but she's just not doing that, really.
So she's cooking sausages and vegetables and saying, yes. You just have the fucking veggies. Okay, there you go. Right, I get it.
As long as I provide my own vegan patties.
Yeah, right.
So I can just put a vegan patty in the oven.
She had some when I picked you up. She had some vegan pizza bases.
Yes.
They looked terrible, but anyway.
Yes, it was vegan, gluten-free.
Ugh. Spare me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's probably a pizza slice waiting for me at home.
Yeah, but...
I really don't need these fries.
No, you don't need the fries, but pizza's vegan, though, if you don't have the cheese.
There's some really good vegan pizza out there, actually. There really is. I mean, vegetables, which I've never really appreciated, are really good.
Yeah, I love vegetables, but I'm not vegan, though. But
salad's good.
Salad's good.
That cold fries.
I'll start eating them.
All
right. I'll ask you the questions in a second. We'll be back on the debrief, all right? Hey, this is Dave O'Neill.
And Glenn Robbins.
And we do a podcast called Somehow Related.
And we talk about two random topics that you wouldn't think were related, but in actual fact, they are.
Yes, it's a great podcast. We love it. We listen to it ourselves.
Come along, join in. Don't bet, don't gamble, but
don't
learn
Google.
Something. And if you go to a dinner party, you've got a perfect way to start a conversation.
So many facts to bore people with on this podcast. Tune in, Somehow Related. You're back on the debrief with Dave Hughes in the car with me, and I'll ask you the questions you usually ask.
Great.
What went well tonight with the gig?
I think I always say the same thing when we do this, is everything, I think, didn't it? I think it all worked. It was a really good crowd. I was happy that our decision to do the gig on
early in January.
We're early in January, like in a January, holiday spot.
January the 2nd.
I had some people, some young people, when I say young, I'm talking 20-year-olds, turn up and say, we had no idea it was on, a walk past a poster. I'm like, that's what we wanted.
And what didn't go well? Like, all your material, they were a good crowd, and your material went really well.
Yeah, and no, I think it all worked. I can't remember what didn't go well. It was all pretty good.
You did mention Josh Frydenberg and said, where is he?
Yeah, I mean, that probably didn't go that well. Most of them don't know who Josh Frydenberg is, but who's the treasurer of the country.
Who's come to the last 2-1. But as you said, you'd keep a low profile if you were...
Yeah, I said, I mean, because of the whole fighting the bushfires and
you don't want
ScoMo getting in trouble. But he's actually Deputy Prime Minister, Josh Frydenberg, so he probably didn't want to get an Instagram photo of... At me and your gig.
At a comedy gig.
Yeah.
Why isn't he out fighting the fires? Were there any organisational hazards that got in the way?
There was no backstage. We had to hang out in the kitchen.
And also the PA, when I first got up, was, oh my gosh.
Yeah, the PA had some bad moments for you. I was slightly concerned.
Yeah, I had to test. I should have tested
there
was it
some
out.
Moments where it just...
It went,
and I was trying to work out why that was happening. Was that
turn up too loud.
That was the reason.
Yeah.
It didn't happen to me at all, did it?
No.
I did feel like I had to project, because maybe you turn it down.
I turned it down.
But no, I think I was happy to project. Look, the room was good. It was a good room.
Yeah, and actually...
They were a great crowd.
Mixed crowd.
They were mixed. There was a lot of younger people there, which is good.
Yeah, you're attracting the youngies.
Mate, I'd like to think so.
Must be the Masked Singer.
I don't think it's the Masked Singer, mate.
I reckon it's the
Masked
Singer.
Is it the Masked? Well, I hope it is. I mean, the Masked Singer's a kid show, really. But, yeah, but a good kid show. Don't get me wrong. My kids enjoy it.
Yeah, my kids liked it too.
Yeah, well, it's coming back.
But also, when the mask would come off, they'd go, "Who's that, Dad?" And like you, I go, "I don't actually know who that."
There were some of them we didn't know.
The country
some of them.
Singer. I didn't know the country singer.
Well, he, Adam Brand is his name. He told me that he cooked pizza for me
in Darwin. That's
right. Darwin, yeah, or somewhere that.
Somewhere weird.
He had a restaurant. Was it Townsville or was it Darwin? I don't know. But he had a restaurant. And he cooked a pizza for me one night. Now, I had a vague memory of it.
Yeah, right.
But I'm not a mad country singer. But he's good. I mean, good on him. Good on anyone who performs. Good on you, Adam Brand.
Yeah. Man, you got to hang out with Lindsay Lohan, who's... She's as crazy as she appeared to be.
Mate, Lindsay's a great person.
Is she?
So don't say anything on this podcast, which could end up as a Daily Mail headline.
Yeah, I don't think they...
Because she gets Google alerts. So Lindsay is very... She's great.
As you say, you give her CV in your stand-up act now.
No, well, mate, it's...
You have to come and see Husey.
Come and see the show.
I won't say it.
No, well, I don't want to Google... Again,
but then let me... I mean, I'd forgotten about The Parent Trap.
Well, yeah, great
movie. And people even yelled out Mean Girls, because it's still a popular movie.
Absolute winner, Mean Girls. Freaky Friday, Herbie Fully Loaded.
You know the whole CV.
Mate, I know the whole CV because there's more to be written.
And
yes, love Lindsay Lohan.
A lot of love for her. I mean, when you were watching her in Mean Girls in Warrnambool, you'd end up on stage with her. That's amazing.
I did a gig recently in Avoca, which in country Victoria, so middle of nowhere basically. Gig run by Merrick Watts.
Oh, in a winery, yeah.
The winery. Well, this was at a race course, actually. Not the winery, but anyway. And I'm driving on a Sunday afternoon, driving home from Avoca, like in the middle of the countryside on my own, and my phone rings, and it's Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, my God.
And he's walking out of a nightclub in New York.
The contrast there.
She wanted to go on air on the radio.
You said, I'm not on the radio.
I said, it's Sunday. I'm not on Sunday. You can't go on today.
That's hilarious. All right, well, how can we do better next time?
What could you do? I mean, you could clean your car a bit, couldn't you? What else could you do? You could.
We could get a bit early and test out the PA.
Was up to you, but you took a bullet for the team, so you did a great job, by the way.
Thanks.
He's in good form, Dave O'Neill.
Yeah, I'm doing the comedy festival in Melbourne actually this year, so come and see me.
Good. I mean, I won't, but...
No, you won't, no.
You won't come and see me either, so...
I wouldn't mind seeing
you. You won't come and see me, mate. I won't
go and see many.
No, we see enough of each other.
Yeah, we do. We know the gist. And also, Hughes, you have a problem, comes back soon.
Yes. I don't know. When will this go to air?
This will go to air January at some point. So.
Well, January 20 we're on.
So
don't watch the Big Bash that night or the tennis. Yeah. Probably be Ash Barty playing Nick Kyrgios that night.
The first episode.
But anyway, so Jan 20 on a Monday night.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Monday night.
New time slot.
New time slot. Absolutely.
All right, thanks for listening. And we should say hello to your mate, Matt Welsh.
Matt Welsh is...
If you're still listening.
Also then. On the Zero Beers, me and Matt. Matt came to my wife's 40th, actually. We drank Carlton Zeros together.
What fun guys.
Matt's
you
been
are.
Off the grog for a year. Just over a year. It's not an AA meeting, but... Me and Matt hanging out on the Zero Beers.
Yeah. What did Kate say? You've become a vegan, you cut out even one more thing to make you less fun.
Exactly. But I think I'm more fun. I'm absolutely more fun.
Well, in terms of vegan, if you put yourself with Moby and...
Well, Moby is, I'm not a preacher, right? So, but, if you want to save the world, or a way
Moby
to start...
Moby, Morrissey and you're the most fun.
I mean, Einstein said...
He was a vegan, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't. I actually Googled last night. He was, in his last year of his life, he became a vegetarian.
Wow.
But he did apparently say that he thinks that a way to keep humans on the planet longer is if we go towards a plant-based diet.
He's a smart guy.
So, and that's Einstein.
Yeah.
Albert.
He's a genius.
Well, apparently.
Allegedly.
Some people didn't like him.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their critics.
thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Susie.
Bye. Good evening, mate. Ooh, ooh, chugga-lugga, ooh, ooh, chugga-lugga, ooh.